Second hour at Aaron Donick and Chase here on this Thursday morning. ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live here at Bridgestone Arena. Predators will hit the ice in about 45 minutes or so. They'll have practice today. They're off tomorrow. Practice again on Saturday, and then they head to Edmonton, their hub city, on Sunday. They'll have an exhibition game, one exhibition game, against the Dallas Stars, and that'll be on July 30th. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here, like I said, live at Bridgestone Arena. Let's go out west. Jorge Castillo covers the Dodgers for the LA Times. Speaking of return to play, they're not returning to play, they're starting to play. Major League Baseball gets their season going tonight. It'll be the Nationals and the Yankees. That's the first game, a little doubleheader to get the Major League Baseball season started, and there'll be the Giants and the Dodgers in the nightcap. By the way, you can hear Yankees and Nationals here on these airwaves tonight. Jorge, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're both doing well, but probably not as good as Nashvillian and now Dodger Mookie Betts and the Betts family, right?
Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure.
I think we were talking about it earlier. I heard this morning on Golic and Wingo on ESPN's National Morning Show that they figured out it was $79,000 a day during the life of the contract for Mookie Betts. Every day he wakes up, it's $79,000 in his bank account. Not a bad way to go for the next 12 years.
Yeah, that's a nice stimulus check.
I would feel stimulated.
Yes. Well, we've gotten to know him very well. We're very happy for him. He's a tremendous baseball player, and we're glad that he got rewarded. But were you surprised? Let's just start there. Were you surprised? We were a little bit surprised that this happened yesterday. What about you?
Yeah, I was too. You know, it's something the Dodgers made this trade. They traded for Mookie Betts, obviously, to try to win a World Series this year. It was supposed to be a normal season, 162 and all that. Things changed, obviously. And, you know, you start wondering, hey, is this guy ever going to play a real game for the Dodgers? You know, a lot of people were wondering that around here just because everything going on with the virus and then the negotiations between the union and the owners. And Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers president of baseball operations, yesterday said that they were talking contracts before the league shut down in March. So, you know, these guys, these two sides are talking. The Dodgers were enamored by him. You know, they tried to trade for him last year at the trade deadline. But the Red Sox got like a quick little winning streak there, and in Boston kind of pulled out of the negotiations. But they were all over Mookie. They've loved him for a long time, both as, you know, they saw what he was as a player. You know, he's probably the best player in the world, not named Mike Trout, you could argue. But they really fell in love with the person just in the first couple of weeks of spring training, you know, his work ethic, his leadership. And, you know, within the last week, I guess, you know, Mookie was, he told them, hey, if we're going to talk contract, let's talk before the season starts. I don't want to talk once the season starts. I don't want distractions. And over the next 5 or 6 days, the Dodgers and Mookie's agents, his reps, you know, they pulled it off. And second biggest contract in baseball history, record $65 million signing bonus, no opt-outs, no trade clause. There isn't a trade clause in there. There's some deferred money. But, you know, it's a lot of money, man. And the Dodgers have a lot of money to play with because their books are, you know, are pretty clean in a couple of years. They have no guaranteed money after 2022. And they decided this guy's their, you know, one of their franchise cornerstones.
Wow. By the way, if the Dodgers do any bowling or any charities around bowling, he will crush it on that, too. He's an unbelievable bowler.
He would be
bowler.
The first pick in the draft.
First pick in the draft. He's going to bowl about a 280, 290. That's how good
yeah.
he is.
I mean, you guys have been following him probably a lot longer than I have, obviously, but he seems to be good at everything he does. So,
yep.
Oh, definitely. Pick up basketball, no question. You want him on your team, too.
In fact, he told us during the lockdown, we had a really, really good, candid conversation with him on the show several months ago, Jorge, and he told us that, you know, initially he wanted to be a basketball player. He was dead set on being a basketball player, and as we found out yesterday, he made the right choice in going the baseball baseball route. What does it mean for them to have a guy like him in the fold and having a guy like Cody Bellinger? I mean, two of the best right there on the same team.
Yeah, two of the last four MVPs in the last 2 years, you know, American League, National League. So two of the best players in baseball, two top five guys probably by most projections and sort of metrics and all that stuff. It means that they have two guys who are, you know, for the next Bellinger, obviously, the Dodgers will have to deal with his contract situation in a few years. I think it's after 2023. He becomes a free agent. you know, there are a lot of variables in play here in terms of what the market's going to look like after the, you know, the pandemic and fans not being around, and, you know, maybe fans are coming around next year in a reduced capacity. What happens to the CBA after next year? But as of right now, for the next, you know, this season and the next three, the Dodgers have two of the best players in baseball. And, you know, Mookie's going to lead off. Bellinger's going to hit cleanup. You know, two five-tool guys. And, you know, the Dodgers are spoiled with talent. You know, a lot of teams wish they could have one guy like that. And the Dodgers got two. And it's, you know, it's pretty amazing. This team is – Andrew Friedman's done a great job of building a contender, a team that's won seven division titles in a row, but also has a loaded farm system and a bunch of money. And it's a mix that a lot of teams, frankly, don't have. The only comparable, really, right now is the New York Yankees. And, you know, to me, those two organizations right now, they're the two best teams in baseball, in my opinion, and their futures are just as bright.
Yeah, that's a good combo to have. So another guy on the Dodgers that we've gotten to know very well over the years, played at Vanderbilt, in fact, played high school just miles from my house, in David Price, and he's not going to be with the Dodgers. What does that he opted out for Major League Baseball season. How does that affect the Dodgers without him ever pitching in a meaningful game or in a regular season game, a game that counted? I don't even know if you can really answer it, but how much were they counting on him?
Well, I think it will have an effect. I mean, the Dodgers sure hope it doesn't, but the Dodgers had him slotted in as a number three starter. They lost Hyunjin Ryu to free agency. They lost Rich Hill to free agency. They traded Kenta Maeda. So their depth, their veteran depth, kind of fell off. And David Price is going to be sliding in there behind Clayton Kershaw and the other Vandy guy, Walker Buehler. So not having him around means that they're going to rely on any Julio Urias to really hit his, you know, to reach his potential. Maybe not be a stud right away, but, you know, be a guy who they can rely on every fifth day. You know, they got Alex Wood, Ross Stripling in the fold. Those two guys are really good, you know, back end of the rotation pieces. But they, in my opinion, they need someone else to step up here and provide a third starter, especially in the postseason. And maybe it's not one of those guys. Maybe it's Dustin May, you know, their top pitching prospect down the line who can sort of figure it out. But it hurts their depth quite a bit. And, you know, all the guys have been saying, hey, we respect David's decision. You know, David Price is a guy who paid every minor leaguer in the system, 221 minor leaguers, $1,000 each in June to help him out. So he's earned everyone's respect. You know, everyone respected his decision. He obviously made a personal decision. Everyone's on board, and the Dodgers have to sort of just figure it out.
Jorge Castillo on the line with us, covers the Dodgers for the LA Times. There's a lot of miles between Nashville and Los Angeles, Jorge, but you would be surprised at how much we talk about the Dodgers here in our market because of some of the guys that we just talked about, especially now with Mookie Betts, and then at the time, David Price, and you mentioned Walker Buehler, but actually there is one more connection, and a guy we've talked about and talked to a lot on this show because he played college ball here in town, and Matt Beatty, and he really burst onto the scene, and man, when given the opportunities last year, really had a very nice season for the Dodgers. What are their plans with him? Do you know how they plan on using Matt Beatty this season?
Well, you know, initially, so last year he benefited, not benefited. Last year he was used a lot as a pinch hitter. He got spot starts, you know, first base, left field, a little bit third base. This year I imagine sort of the same thing, but, you know, the DH is going to help someone out like Matt Beatty. You know, this team is loaded. They got a lot. They're, to me, the best, deepest offense in baseball. You know, so Beatty's going to be able to go in there, play some first base, play some left field, but he's probably going to get some time at DH as well. He's a guy that really, like you said, burst onto the scene last year. You know, just offensively, he's there. He's a very good contributor. The problem is the Dodgers are loaded. You know, Justin Turner at third base, and you got, you know, Muncy at first. Cody Bellinger's going to be playing some first base. You know, the outfield, you know, left field, you got Peterson, Pollock, Kike Hernandez, Chris Taylor. These guys, you know, Gavin Lux is going to come up at some point and play some second base. So they're loaded. And but Beatty's he's going to be there. He's in the opening day roster. He's going to be on there, and he's going to contribute. And the Dodgers really like him. I mean, he made the postseason roster last year and started a couple of games there, I believe. So he's a guy they really like. And, you know, he provides some versatility defensively.
It's just unbelievable how much depth they have on that team, Jorge. We're talking to Jorge Castillo from the L.A. Times. If you want to read an excellent perspective from the outside on somebody who's been covering the Mookie Betts story from the L.A. Dodgers perspective, of course, Mookie, Nashvillean, 12-year deal, $365 million. Jorge's got a great article in the LA Times about it. And Jorge, it seems like a big thing I'm picking up on from out there is the Dodger fans, they love all of these titles they've got. They love the fact that they've built this team with so many layers of great players, but they wanted that marquee star, that big-name free agent. And I guess Mookie's not technically a free agent. They traded for him, but you know, signing a blockbuster deal like that seems like it's got impact with the Dodger fans.
Yeah, I think from the Dodgers' perspective, they're not so caught up in big names, and they just want to have the best team out there. And I think something they've noticed the last couple of years is they needed another sort of top-end, elite, upper echelon talent for October. Someone who, you know, when they're facing the Strasburgs and the Scherzers and the Verlanders of the world in the World Series, can figure them out and will step up in the, under the bright lights. Now, this team has depth for days. You know, Bellinger is obviously one of the best players in the league. But Bellinger fell off in the second half last year. He's tinkering with his swing. He's still figuring himself out. But they wanted somebody who, you know, that's why they got bets for at least this year. They were thinking October, you know, let's win a World Series. Let's win a World Series with this group with Justin Turner, Clayton Kershaw, Kenley Jansen. You know, those guys are, you know, Turner's in his walk year. Kershaw and Jansen have this year and next year left on their deals. Let's win it with this group. And now, obviously, to me, signing Mookie Betts is, you know, finishing off that this era with that group, but also starting a new era with, you know, Betts and Bellinger and Buehler and Gavin Lux and all these guys that they have under contract and under control for the next, you know, 5-6 years. So, yeah, the Dodgers are all about just having the best team, you know, big name, not big name, whatever it is. They went after Gerrit Cole over the winter. They fell short, and then they set their sights on Mookie Betts, who they've been in love with for a long time, just like pretty much anybody else is, and they got him, and now they have a guy for a long, long time, man. Just 12 years, 13 years, it's a long time.
Well, I know you're gonna. I know you probably already dealt with him some, but he is all class. I think he's gonna bring a lot out to that community. I'm really looking forward to that. We're gonna miss having him a little bit closer to Nashville, but I know he'll always be a part of this community. I think he's gonna fit in great with the Dodgers. Jorge, thank you so much for joining us here and lending your perspective on this.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Enjoy Major League Baseball returning today.
Yeah, wait,
we got
a big game tonight. We got a real game. This is exciting.
Yeah,
Jorge, thanks.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Jorge Castillo, LA Times, covers the Dodgers. Dodgers and Giants tonight in the nightcap. A doubleheader to kick off the Major League Baseball season. It'll be the Nationals and the Yankees. And then it'll be the Dodgers and the Giants in the nightcap. By the way, if you've never been to a Dodgers-Giants game, it is a nasty, nasty rivalry. Southern California versus Northern California, and you're like, oh, is it real? Yes. No, it's a nasty, nasty rivalry. And another one that is a hidden gem is, and I had no idea how nasty it was till I attended a game there, was at Chavez, Dodgers-Angels, sold out, packed. Ooh. And they do not like each other either. And they're two Southern California teams separated by not too many miles, and they do not like each other in different leagues. And I was like, huh, okay. I didn't realize it was this heated. They are not friendly.
And this year, the Giants are in full rebuild. They know they're not going to win the World Series. Their whole season will be based on, can we be a thorn in the Dodgers' side? I mean, that for their fans, that'll mean everything. They're going to do crazy stuff, the Giants. I'm hearing they're going to have the opener. They're going to have five or six pitchers go through there. They're going to be trying a lot of different things.
Like the Rays?
I hear the Rays.
Remember when the Rays were doing
the Rays still do it. But I hear that they're going to go to another level.
Oh.
That the Giants will do even more of that.
Okay. Willie, we now know the official name of the 32nd
team. Yeah, you remember
team
I asked John Clayton when
NHL
it was coming? I had heard that they were going to do this much sooner than we realized. John didn't seem to catch the vibe out there, but
well, it's today.
It's today.
It's done.
it's done.
And we're going to tell you the name of the Seattle franchise, which will be the 32nd team in the National Hockey League. They have their nickname. We'll tell you what it is and discuss on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.